You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The beginning of the parasha says, the Torah tells us about the Ptira of Sarai Imenu and Avraham Avinu coming and giving a hesped, a eulogy about his wife, Sarah. The obvious question that comes up when we read this parasha is beautiful. We see Avraham speaking about his wife, and it's a beautiful thing, Avraham Avinu taking care of his wife, the kavura of Sarah. But we're missing Yitzchak over here. Yitzchak is not mentioned over here in the parasha. Where is Yitzchak over here? Avraham Avinu is taking care of his wife. Yitzchak Avinu is not coming and doing a hesped on his mother. How could that be? So the Maase, the one who asked this question, is Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai, to be more accurate. And he answers, he says something which needs hesper, which we'll try to understand today. He says that Yitzchak Avinu, after the Akedah, did not leave Har HaMoriah, did not leave the mountain, until Rivka showed up. Rivka, who was three, when at the time of the Akedah, Rivka was born. As it says, Avraham Avinu got the rumor right after the Akedah that Rivka was born. When she came for Yitzchak, she was 3 years old. So, when she's 3 years old, 3 years it took for Yitzchak to get to the 3 years it took from the time of the Akedah until when Rivka came. Those 3 years, says Rabbi Bechaye, Yitzchak Avinu stayed on the mountain. He was on the Har HaMoriah, he was there, and he stayed there for 3 years. And therefore, he wasn't there when Sarah Imenu died. Sarah Imenu had her Leviah, had the Kavura, there was the Hesped. Yitzchak wasn't there because Yitzchak was in the mountain for 3 years. That's what Rabbeinu Bechaye says in the beginning of this expression. And the question is, obvious question is, something trying to understand. What shot that Yitzchak stays in the mountain for 3 years? He has nothing else to do but to stay 3 years at Har HaMoriah. What is so special about 3 years staying over there? Come down and wait for Rivka to come. Why does he have to stay in Har HaMoriah? What's the idea over here? What is the Torah to come and teach us? The Yitzchak Avinu wasn't on the mount, was not down, didn't come down from the mountain for 3-4 years. In general, Yitzchak Avinu's name is something which is needs a hesber too. And then the parasha is Lech Lecha, because Baruch Hu tells Avram, he says, You have the boy Yitzchak. Two psukim before, it says that Avram Avinu, when he heard the beautiful message, the beautiful psayra, that Yitzchak is going to be born, He started laughing. Can it be that I'll have a child when I'm 100 years old? And Sarah Imenu will have a child when she's 90 years old? He left. Says Rashi on the spot that Zet Togum Unkulus, here in the Yitzchak, that it says by Avraham Avinu, Unkulus translated Loshen Simcha, happiness. Vechadi. The laughter of the year is Chadi. Veshasara Loshoin Machoich. Sarah wasn't happiness, but it was ridicule. She didn't believe. She thought it was funny. That makes sense. Mata Shavom Ham mean Vesamach, Vesara Loi mean of a legal. Avraham Avinu believed the Psara and Sarah found it hard to believe, and that's the two different types of Tzchik. So, first, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak is called Yitzchak, Al Shavat Tzchik. Rashi says, "Of course, Shmuel Yitzchak al Shem Atzchik." That laughter, the laughter that we had before, so because Avraham laughed, Yitzchak is called Shem Atzchik. So, the Rishon, you have to understand. I mean, it's very appropriate, very obvious for Avraham Avinu that when he gets such a beautiful message that he's going to have a child after so many years, the age of 100, he'll be very happy and he's going to laugh. He's going to find it something which is beautiful, which cause happiness. But you call Yitzchak based on this happiness? Why is Yitzchak called based on the Yitzchak of Avraham Avinu? I mean, it seems to be a very side point. Yitzchak of Avraham Avinu was full of joy when he heard the Psyra of Yitzchak. So that's what we call him, Hashem, the fact, the act that he did when he was full of joy. Furthermore, we know always that a name represents the most, the essence of what the person is. How does Yitzchak connect to happiness, to laughter? And Yitzchak, we know, that's what we get to later, when he's Adin, the Avoida, he's maybe the opposite of laughter and happiness. Why is he called Yitzchak? And finally, speaking about the name Yitzchak, over here, there is two Yitzchaks. There's a Tzchoik of Avram, and there's a Tzchoik of Sarah. And Rashi points out, there's two different Tzchoiks over here. They happen together for the same reason. When they heard the Psyra of Yitzchak, Yitzchak will be born, Avram was happy with a Tzchoik, and Sarah didn't believe with a Tzchoik. Interesting that the word Tzchoik, the two meanings of Tzchoik, as Rashi points out, the Unkelus that says V'chadi, and the Unkelus that says V'machoich, they both come here together in the Leida of Yitzchak. Just add one more question, just to put together, is, as well, why is Yitzchak called Yitzchak in the future tense? If you call him Hashem Tzchoik, maybe you should call him Tzchoik. Or Tzachak. Why are you calling him Yitzchak? He will laugh. So several questions on the name Yitzchak. What's the idea that Yitzchak Avinu is called laughter? What's going on over here? So understand all that, I want to start with what we ended in last week's parasha. The parasha ended with the story of the Akedah. My father always says the story of the first time he met Rav Hukner. He was a child, he was a kid in school, and he was learning Parshas Vayera. And Rav Hukner asked him, "What are you learning? What are you learning?" He said, "I'm learning the Parshas of the Akedah." He says, "What do you think is the highlight, you know, the peak of the Akedah? The point in the Akedah which is the, you know, the highest part? You know, the point that you could, if you have to grasp that Akedah, 1 second of that Akedah, and say, this is it. What is the most exciting part of that Akedah? What's the highlight of that Akedah?" So my father answered, what most people would say, is that when Rav Avinu picked up the Macheles, picked up the knife to cut his son, and he was about to kill, Yitzchak, and right then and there, the Malach of Hashem, it says, "Al tishal yotcha l'nar v'altas l'yumot." Don't move your hand. Leave it where it is. That seems to be the part of that kingdom. And then afterwards, things went from there. So Avudna told my father, he says, "No, that's not the main part of that kingdom. You know what's the highest level part of that kingdom? The highest point is when Avraham Avinu takes the ayil, takes the ram, and shechts the ayil." My father asks, "Why is that such an important point?" He says, "When you will grow, you'll understand." So my father tells me always today that he thinks he understands what it is. What's pshat? So first of all, just a diuk in the parasha. When you have that keda, it says Avraham Avinu wanted to shecht Yitzchak. Shmuel told him stop. Then Avraham Avinu goes in and takes the ram and shechts it. After that, Shmuel says, then it says, "Vayomi b'nishbati nomesh v'kishbuk," gives him a shvua, "because you did what you did, kavor chavarech chol darbar b'zarech." All the brachas come only after he shechts the ram, not before. Not after he stops. You see that really, that kid, that doesn't end until then. But what's the idea of the shechting of the ayil? So, Lamai says, brought down already in Mefirish and Chazal, that the ram is not just a stam, an ayil, that Avraham Avinu shechted. The ayil represents Yitzchak. It says in the Medrash that Avraham Avinu went ahead and he was shechting the ayil. Every avoida that he did in the ayil, he said, "Yi ratzoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, consider this to be as if Yitzchak is being done in Yitzchak. Every part of what's going to happen now, Yitzchak is happening now in Yitzchak." And we know later in Chumash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises the end part of Chukosev is Zachayti, is Brisi Avraham, the half is Brisi Yitzchak, half is Brisi, Avraham Yaakov, Avraham Yitzchak, Avraham Brisi Avraham Eskar. Shmuel says, remember, the bris, the covenant with the others. So it says Zocharti by Avraham, it says Zocharti by Yaakov. It doesn't say Schira by Yitzchak. The word Schira, remember, it says next to Avraham, it says next to Yaakov. It doesn't say Schira by Yitzchak. So Rashi brings with Chazal, tell us, why doesn't say Schira by Yitzchak? Why doesn't say Shmuel remember Yitzchak? because there's no need to remember Yitzchak, because Ephroi shel Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak, Tzavur, Munach, Lefan, Gav, Mizbech, are piled in front of him in the Mizbech. The ashes of Yitzchak? What ashes of Yitzchak? Yitzchak was never burned. But the ayil represents Yitzchak. The ayil replaced Yitzchak. And that's what we always daven. You should remember the Efer of Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak. There's no Yitzchak. The ayil is instead of Yitzchak. The Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, tells us that from here you learn the idea that the korban represents Adam. Whenever Adam brings a korban to Beis HaMikdash, the korban replaces. The korban is instead of the Adam. Instead of the Adam on the Mizbech. And it starts over here. Yitzchak was supposed to be replaced. Yitzchak was supposed to be shechted. And Avram replaced Yitzchak with the ram of the isle. It's also very meduk in the psukim because it says over there by the isle, after Gishbuk told him don't touch him, tells Al Tishach Yotcha Lanar Val Taslim Uma. So Rashi says, why have to say both? Because Avram knew how to have him, maybe to go ahead and do something to Yitzchak. Right? It says, Al Tishach Lishchak, don't shecht him. Amalim Kinachinam Batik, I came here for no reason. Make a small little scratch. Just let me take a little bit of blood out of him. Don't do anything. What did Avram try to accomplish? He said, don't do shechitos. I'm going to take a little blood out of him. What's the point?
Not only that, he's not following his orders.
Yeah, he's not following the order. I mean, he says maybe that's what you mean. Don't do shechitos, do part of it. Maybe that's your orders. So he says, according to this, throughout this, Avram knew that this Maisa Akeid will not be finished until Yitzchak will be shechted or sort of shechted. He said, okay, maybe you don't want me to actually kill him, but maybe a little bit of blood. Adam or Nefesh, right? The blood sometimes represents a little bit of Misa, a little bit of death. He says, no, you don't touch him at all. Oh, if I don't touch him, I'll take an isle instead. I'll replace him with a ram. The ram represents Yitzchak. Yitzchak is considered to be the one who went in the Mizbeach with the isle. The isle is instead of him. Therefore, the Akedah, there's not the highlight of that Akedah is Yitzchak was in the Mizbeach. Yitzchak himself wasn't in the Mizbeach. Yitzchak wasn't in the Mizbeach, but the ram represents Yitzchak, Keita Mizbeach, and that's instead of Yitzchak.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So that's what Chazal teach us, that the ram, the isle, is instead of Yitzchak. Now, okay, so Yitzchak is equivalent, you treat him as if he was shechted and went in the Mizbeach, because the isle is instead of him. So what is Yitzchak from now on? How do you consider Yitzchak after that Keita? I mean, he died, right? If Ephraim shel Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak in the Mizbech, so what is Yitzchak right now? So you can say, no, it's not really, that didn't really die, it was just, is equivalent. Chazal tell us, no. Truth is, the Yitzchak is considered to be that he died, and he had Tchias HaMesim. My sense, Chazal, two different places. One is, a more famous Chazal, the Chazal and the Zohar tell us that Yitzchak, the word Yitzchak, is the letters Ketz Chai. What's Ketz Chai? So the Gaon tells us, refers to Ketz Hayomim, the end of the days, when all there will be at Chias HaBesim, the Ketz of all Chaim, all people that are living will go to the end. What's the end? Chias HaBesim, when you come and live again. Yitzchak Avinu is Ketz Chai. He is living in this world, but he's living in this world out as a Chias HaMesim. He is a new person. He was as if he was recreated again. He was born once, in that Kedah, he was Shechted, not him, the isle, but the isle represents him. And what goes on from here on, he is a Chias HaMesim person. He lives over here in Chias HaMesim. Ketz Chai. He lives over here. Chazal tells us someplace else, in the Zohar. Then he says, all the tzaddikim, Kishbol calls them twice, Avram, Avram, Moshe, Moshe. I'm different of other examples. Mentioning the name twice. He says, why did it say the name twice? Because every tzaddik has two neshamas. One neshama belongs to Olam Hazeh, and another neshama belongs to Olam Habo. Olam Hazeh, Olam Habo, the two neshamas. And that's the two names, Avram, Avram. There's two Avrams. There's Avram, I mean, Kivyachal, there's two neshamas over here. There's a neshama before he was Nifter, and then a new neshama that comes back, comes back to him. That's why he has two names, because we know he's going to come back. He has two names, one before and after. Yitzchak Avinu says the Chazal, has only once. It never says Yitzchak Yitzchak. Because the neshama of Tchias HaMeisim came to him already in this world after that came. It's a Meferish HaChazal. The Tchias HaMeisim life that usually tzaddikim have after they live the full life and they're nifter and they go to the Mahamis and they come back, you know, Tchias HaMeisim, Yitzchak already has in this world over here. What's the idea? What's the pshat? So I said this fits very much with the Avodah of Yitzchak. We mentioned here in the last 2 weeks, Avram is the Midah of Chesed. Yitzchak is the Midah of Din of Gvur. What is the idea of Din of Gvur? Din, judgment, means that a person needs to work hard to achieve what he wants, to achieve something, to achieve his reward. He doesn't get it for free. The Midah of Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives things, you know, b'chasdoi. Because he, you know, he's so good to us. We don't deserve it. He gives it to us. Nobody lives exactly on exactly what he needs. Everybody has more than what he needs. Bechesed, more than what he needs, what he deserves. Din means that a person needs to work hard to get to it. We mentioned Tzadik, which is another part of Tzadik over there. It says that Avraham Avinu represents the chesed, he did shachris. Tefillas shachris is, in the beginning of the day, you right away connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You start the day with a flow of sustenance for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The davening is when you connect to Hashem. Yitzchak Avinu is doing Tefillas Mincha. The idea is, he works the whole day. When he finishes the day, he goes back and daven, now he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the whole day he has to work hard on his own. Kivyochol, just an example, so to speak. He works hard, at the end of the day, that's when he goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when he gets a reward. Midas Sedin means that there's judgment, there is a need to achieve. But as we mentioned last week, the Ramchal, the idea of Midas Sedin in the world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Midas Sedin, is because he wants us to get the reward. We need to work hard to achieve something in the end, in Olam Haba, based on our work. So in order for it not to be a free lunch, we work hard and we achieve it. But what's the tachlis of the din? What's the tachlis of the judgment? Not to punish, the opposite, to reward us. We need to get to the tachlis. We're working this Olam Hazeh, the whole life, and we're judging what we're doing. Why? So in the end of all days, the Kadosh Baruch Hu can come ahead and reward us and give us good and bestow on us good based on our deeds. That's what the Midas Din is all about. Yitzchak Avinu represents this. He represents the fact that Adam works hard, and at the end of the day, he brings his workload to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillas HaMincha, at the end of the day, and now he gets the reward. Again, the din is not just to work hard, it's to get the reward as well. If Yitzchak Avinu represents this midah, he represents this attribute, this idea in the world, that a person works hard and then he achieves, that's his representation in his life. So Yitzchak Avinu in his avodah shows that in the world. He needs to show both aspects of Midas Din, the actual work, the hard work, but then also the reward. Where is the reward? In Tchias HaMeisim. So Yitzchak Avinu in his own life, he represents the entire, complete pathway of Midas Din. The complete pathway of judgment. Judgment is you work hard, you earn, you deserve. So he works hard, and you get the Tchias HaMeisim, and then you endure the rewards. That's what Yitzchak Avinu is all about. So Yitzchak Avinu is going his whole life, he's working hard in this Adin, in order to get the reward in the end. So in his own life, he shows the reward. In his own life, he is enjoying and getting and achieving that reward. How? By living Tchias HaMeisim. That's why Yitzchak in his own life has both. He has the life before, which is the hard work, he has the life after, which is living Tchias HaMeisim, to represent to us that the Midas Din to bring us to there. Because that's what Yitzchak is all about. So Yitzchak Avinu is the one who works hard to achieve. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who represents Midas Din Mishleimus. Yitzchak Avinu ends Kivyochel his life, so to speak, he ends his life in that Akedah. But after that, he goes to the Olam HaEmes, to the Olam of the reward, to the Olam where you enjoy the fruits of your labor. And that's Tchias HaMeisim that Yitzchak has in this world. One can ask, he didn't only enjoy in this world, he also suffered seeing what Esav is doing, which came later, but that's a good question, you know, a side point to think about. Exactly where is all the reward coming to Yitzchak? But if that's what Yitzchak represents, the whole avodah and the achievement in the end, now we can understand why the name Yitzchak is appropriate. And we'll start with the following. The idea, the word simcha, means happiness. But happiness of simcha is not just when a person is, you know, he's relaxed and he's having a good time and a good life. That's not simcha. The Goyen says, the difference between simcha and gila is when a person has, is, you know, it's a continuous simcha. You're always happy, you're good, it's good, be gila. The another Losh we find in Chazal, Yaakov Avinu, Pikish Leishev, Bishalva. You know, it's a shalva. Shalva, I want to say, gila, that's simcha. That's a continuous simcha. Simcha, when it says, when we use the word simcha, simcha means that something changed. There was either a difficult time, or not even a difficult time, but let's say a mundane, you know, just regular time, then something extraordinary happened. And it turned around. And now, it's not anymore just plain, or not bad anymore, now it became good. That's simcha. Right? A true simcha is when a person has, for example, he has a child, or he takes his child to the chuppah. What's going on now? You have regular life, then something changed. Something became much better, much greater. That's the idea of simcha. That's simcha. The simcha is that the change, it turned around. Something that was till now was one thing, and now there's a simcha, now there's something which is greater, which is higher. It's bigger than what we have over here right now. The Naftali Herz, in the Siddur, wrote a Siddur with Pirush HaGra. He explains that that's the simcha in the end of the day that we have that comes in Tchias HaMesim. He says, because simcha comes with Olam Habo, Tchias HaMesim. This whole world is a time when you have din, you have judgment, when a person is, you know, looked upon exactly what's happening. And when that changes, you get the reward, that's called simcha. It changes. You went from a din, says, Hamtaka Sadinim. Turning the din to good, to enjoying the benefits. Reaping the benefits, that's something that's called simcha. Because something turned around, something changed. That is simcha. Schoik, laughter. Tzchoik and tzchoik, for this, and this, what we see in Chazal, it's similar, are the expression of simcha. And it's not just stam, that tzchoik is the expression of simcha. As the Goyen says in Mishlei, laughter is when something happens which is unexpected. It says, usually laughter happens, a person cannot control laughter. Laughter is not something a person says, okay, now you should laugh. That's just a fake laughter. A true laughter is something that a person is not able to control it. Yeah, something happened and he starts laughing, right? A laughter of tzchoik is something that comes when the world changed. Something changed. It says that there's a regular tefach, measurement called tefach, but then there's a little bigger tefach called tefach tzchoik. When it gets a little greater, something changed, it became bigger, it became different. The tzchoik, he's smiling, he's laughing. That's a tzchoik. In tzchoik itself, anything that changes can be tzchoik. Rav Moshe Shapiro always says it in the shir, and everybody laughs. He says that a tzchoik, what's a tzchoik? It could be a laughter. One way of laughing is you see a very chush of a person. You know, with a long jacket, a long beard, walking in the street slowly, and suddenly he slips on a banana and falls on his face. And let's say he doesn't get hurt. That's pretty funny to see such a thing. Why? Because the status quo changed. Person is walking, and suddenly, boom, nothing unexpected, not only expected, even if you expected, doesn't fit to the scenario right here. Something new. That's called tzchoik. So there's a tzchoik, which is just laughter, giggling. Then there's tzchoik, because it's just unexpected, doesn't fit in your life. There's a tzchoik that comes at the end of the work. And after you worked very hard, it suddenly happened. And that tzchoik is the change from being under the pressure, kibyachol, of midas hadin, of the, you know, you have to perform, and you finally get the reward at the end of the day. That comes with laughter. That comes with tzchoik. So it comes out like this. In the end, when everything changes from midas hadin to the reward, That's simcha, that's happiness. That happiness is expressed with laughter, with tzchoik. That's the real tzchoik. Laughter itself can be anything which is on, not in the natural way of things. It can be just like a giggling, just a ridicule, laugh, you know, because it's not expected. And there is unexpected which you expect, you're unexpected which you're waiting for it to happen. It's unexpected, meaning it's different than what it was till now, but it's the desire, it's the dream come true, so you start laughing. These are the two laughters that you have of a change. When Yitzchak is born, Kishbohu comes and tells Avram and Sarah, to go ahead and tells them something is going to change over here. The normal way of things is that Avram and Sarah should not have children. Right? They're too old to have children. But this will change. So Sarah will take this unexpected thing and saying, well, she laughs, and her madrega, she thinks it's not true. She doesn't believe it. That's the tzchoik of Sarah. Avraham Avinu has a tzchoik of after 99 years of waiting, of worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and waiting for the reward in this world, that's his tzchoik. It's a tzchoik of comes of a change, of after all the work and all the hard labor, getting to the actual reward of having a child. That's the tzchoik of Avraham Avinu. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, Yitzchak, he's going to be the one who represents the avoid and the reward. He's the one who represents the hard work which brings the reward. That's what he represents. He's called Hashem HaTzchoik of Avraham Avinu. He's called the name on the laughter that Avraham Avinu laughed, which comes after the hard work. It's a very fitting name to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is working hard and achieving, and that thing will change the status from din to chesed, from a hard work to reward. What will change it? That's the avodah that we have, that Yitzchak represents. And that's the tzchoik of Avraham Avinu. It says Rashi, there's two tzchoiks, you should know. You can have tzchoik two ways. You have a bad tzchoik and a good tzchoik. Or we have to tell you what's the good tzchoik, the tzchoik of Yitzchak Avinu. And that's why maybe it's called on the future, Yitzchak. He's tzchoik in the end of the days, not now. Now when things are unexpected in the middle of life. After a person worked hard and achieved everything he had to achieve, and he gets the reward, Yitzchak in the future. That's the tzchoik of Yitzchak. It's a laughter which comes from the hard work. The Goyim brings a person is not allowed to laugh too much in this world, because this was not a place of tzchoik. You're still in the middle of work. When everything will come together, the din and the chesed will come and join together. That's the Baravam explains it. That's when tzchoik comes. That's when the achievement, the actual tzchoik comes. Yitzchak, he will laugh in the future. The name Yitzchak fits very much to this Av, who represents the avoid and the reward. That's who he is. So now that we have that, a little bit of understanding in the name Yitzchak, and what Yitzchak represented in his life, which is going through the work, and then being shechted, and then coming down to this world, back down, Tchias HaMesim. So now we can understand what we started with, what happened in the Petira of Sar Yemenu. Where was Yitzchak, says Rabbeinu Bechaye? He was 3 years in the mountain. And according to that, the Pshat is like this. Yitzchak Avinu is now living in Tchias HaMesim. So what does he have to do in this world? This world is a very low-level world. It's a very gashmi, very low-level. There's nothing to do here for someone who lives in Tchias HaMesim, who's enjoying the reward of the world to come. So what is Yitzchak doing in this world? Why is he here? What is he doing here? So the answer is, yeah, Yitzchak finished to accomplish what he needed to accomplish to bring the avodah. But the main purpose of the others is to be an av, is to be a father, to go ahead and bring that to Am Yisrael. So Yitzchak Avinu create all that, but he needs to bring out the next generation. So what Yitzchak Avinu is doing in this world right now is creating Am Yisrael. That's what he needs to do. So true, Yitzchak Avinu is at Tchias HaMesim, but he needs to create Am Yisrael. Oh, so that's what Yitzchak is doing in this world. So Yitzchak Avinu has nothing to do over here if he's not busy in creating Am Yisrael. Until Rivka comes, Yitzchak has nothing to do in this world. So what happens after the Akedah? He's right now in Tchias HaMesim. So where should he go? Well, Har Moriah is a place of Beis HaMikdash, where the world connects, the world above, the world below. Nashki, Shemayim, Ari Adadi, Shemayim, and Arz connect. That's that place. There he fits. He can't leave Har Moriah until Rivka comes. When Rivka comes, that's when he, now he can get married. Now he can go and build Am Yisrael. That's when Yitzchak leaves the mountain. Megala Mukis says that in a very beautiful remez. He says the Ovos HaKadoshim, all three, reach their highest level, their peak, their accomplishment in life, when their name reached a gematria, numeric value, of Ramach, of 248, which is the full Shlemus of Adam. Right? The Guf Adam has 248 limbs. When the others have the gematria of Ramach, that's when they reach the Shlemus, that's when they reach the fulfillment. Avram Avinu, we know, that's already, Rashi says it, that Avram, after the when he did the bris, because we added the letter Hey, became Avraham. Avraham is the gematria of Ramach, 248. Yaakov Avinu, says Megala Mukis, is when he went to Mitzrayim with his nefashas. You add Yaakov to the 66 nefashas that came down to Mitzrayim, comes it to be Ramach. Yitzchok, what is the numeric value of Yitzchok? So you do a cheshbon, there's a hundred, you have a kuf, a tzaddik, and a yud, that's 200, and a ches, 208. What do you miss to get a 248? You're missing 40. Says the Megala Mukis, when Yitzchok Avinu was 40 years old, he married Rivka. That's his 248. That's when he has a Shlemus Adam. Why is Yitzchak Shalom when he marries? I mean, Avraham is not Shalom when he got married to Sarah. Yaakov is not Shalom when he married Rachel or Leah or Bilhah or Zilpah, all four. So why is Yitzchak? Yitzchak Shlemus in this world, the Shlemus of being an Av, being what we relate to, is when he's in this world, he's a Tchias Amazing type of person. He has nothing to do over here. He's here in this world when he's marrying Rivka. That's when you have a Shlemus Adam, the Shlemus of Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu cannot go down the mountain until Rivka comes. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who goes through this world, does the Avodah, Kivyachos is Nishchat on the Mizbech, because Ephraim Munach on the Mizbech, his ashes on the Mizbech. He comes down to Chias Abaisim. His name is Yitzchak Lashem Asi. When he finishes, he gets the rewards after he did the hard work. But then he finishes the last part of his life when he comes down and he marries Rivka. He adds the mem, the 40, to his name Yitzchak. He's Ramach, and that's when he's Shlalim. Says Rabbi Mechai, he couldn't leave the mountain until he reached that time. Till then, he's Nehar Moriah. Yitzchak L'Shem Hatzchak.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.